The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from Dogwater Studios, home of the 10-cent truffle butter, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me is my good mate... Oh, it's just Chewy. I don't think I've ever sat this close to him before. Nick's not here this week, but that's okay because he's going to get blown away at home by the heavy, heavy sounds of the scattering.
Talking out of our ass.
Yo.
Hi. Welcome to the show, everybody. How are you? It's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a while.
Hope you're still here and your house hasn't been hit by a meteor.
Not mine. My house is
good. I mean that sincerely. I don't know if your house. It happens. It's more frequently than you think. More frequently than shark attacks.
You ever notice how not the important houses get hit with meteors?
Yeah, it's all. Well, it's all
poor people.
Yeah,
and who cares about
Russia?
Yeah,
you Russia back that theory. Whatever. Yeah.
Quote unquote meteors.
Country.
Quote unquote. They're the spy satellites that are falling out of the sky that has been tracking them in geosynchronous orbit.
Exactly.
And don't you tell them different. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to have you this week. God, what have I been up to?
Jesus, wait.
What
too
have
much.
You been doing?
Wait, oh, fuck, I have done everything.
Rick's been
since
on vacation.
I saw you
yeah,
guys,
you were on vacation.
I've done everything. So I camped at Davis Creek one night, and I camped with gay people. It was a solid gay camp out.
Hey.
It was all gay camping.
That
there was
awful.
One straight guy there, but other than that, it was all gays.
What happened to him?
he's a guest of honor, if you know what I'm saying. And that was at, what is that? It's not Boca, it's
Stampede.
I saw your pictures. That was
motherfucker.
Cool.
That was awesome. And I went hiking in around Tahoe and with Ron, and it was great because he's a ranger out there. He's a firefighter and
so
a ranger.
So you can just go anywhere.
Ron.
And, yeah, exactly, Ron. And so he said we went on several small hikes to different little locales all around the lake. And I fell off a tree stump and scraped the living shit out of my side on another tree stump.
Hey,
it looks
pretty
horrible.
Cool.
It was so bad when I walked past people. They were like, "Oh my god, what did you do?" Like, it was that bad. And now it's healing. And
did you embarrass Ron?
No, I did not act like a faggot. I totally just and I wanted to too because it hurt. It hurt so bad. It was like this stinging horror. My gay head is like going. I wonder if there might be internal injuries or something. Like I can.
I just want to go hide behind a tree and cry for a couple minutes.
Yeah, for real. And then he's just driving like a motherfucker over these dirt roads.
Dude,
and,
Ron on. I haven't driven with Ron on a dirt road in 10 years, and that's not just because he hasn't been around a lot. It's because he is the devil behind the fucking wheel. It is so fucking scary.
And it's what he does now. This is his workplace. He works out at Tahoe. So these are the fire roads that they go to chase fires.
And he's just a...
I'm surprised this time of year he's got time to go hiking with you when there's so many fires to be fought.
For real.
He's off rotation right now. He's going back on, I think, either this past week or next. That's what he said when I saw him.
We had a fantastic... I hiked up to Eagle Lake or Eagle Falls or whatever the fuck it is.
Up above Emerald Bay.
It's fucking beautiful.
It's nice up
God.
There.
And like carved like stone steps everywhere. Yeah. It looked like some kind of Vulcan temple. It was amazing. And I went out to that Sassafras gay thing that was on Sunday.
Wait.
I don't know about that.
When did you go there?
I was there from like 3 till 5:30.
We left at about 2:30.
Oh my god.
I was there from noon to 2 and I bet we had very different experiences.
Fuck yeah. So I was in the what's it called? That fucking the swimming part. I went swimming and stuff with It was very there was like, and I always, it always freaks me out when like you're in that changing room and like an older man, they just like whip their fucking shorts off and their big old wide
Holy
ass.
Shit.
And they got dangly balls like I always look. I'm just looking. Well, it's gay day, so I can look.
There's probably a lot of people looking at that situation.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want that, but I'm looking
at it. I showed up at 11:30 in a three-piece suit because
Jesus
I was asked.
Christ, it was hot as fuck.
I was asked to officiate a group wedding.
Oh.
So I showed up and I get introduced to a person of importance there. And he's like, okay, great. When do you want to round people up? Do you want to start now or make an announcement? And I'm like waiting for happy couples with like paperwork and stuff for me to sign, you know. But
you're the real deal. Don't.
Yeah, no, I am actually officiate like a license.
You paid $50 for that.
Yes.
It was more than that, but yes, I did pay some money.
Like close to
I have a permanent license to perform marriages in this great state of Nevada. No, you can take it from my cold, dead hands.
And so far, none of those people have gotten divorced.
Yeah? No divorces yet?
One.
Okay.
I'm batting 2 for 3, which, hey, that's above 500. Yeah. I'm okay. I was really, I figured a group marriage would have really good odds of getting some of those to stick and bring the average up.
Oh, yeah, because those group marriage people really take that shit serious.
Well, by the time you get paperwork, yeah, you do. So evidently the idea thought was I would, like, make some announcements and find happy couples who wanted to make some sort of fake marriage pledge out. Which I had this whole, like, speech written about how great it is to be doing this in our state capital when just 5 years ago this was something that literally couldn't happen. You know, I mean, I it was a short...
You did this in Sparks, Nevada?
No, this is down in Carson.
I get confused. Sorry.
Oh, you just stopped the show.
Wow.
And now me and Rory are going to have to get out and push the show and get it going again and pop the clutch. For fuck's sake.
There's gay people other places besides Sparks.
Yes. This is why
I mean, it was a very nice, if sparsely attended event that I was bringing my 9-year-old daughter, was not informed, was also next to a pool party. So that was kind of a bummer for her.
Oh, no, she didn't have appropriate attire.
No.
Oh,
no,
God.
We were completely unaware that this was part of the event.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was all over. Free pool party on the page.
Not so much. I was not given information page or a press release. I was told to show up and officiate a wedding.
I had to find the
All right,
Facebook
I can
invite.
Do that. If you've got an event, I trust you have an event and people ready to do this.
Well, I had to look up Sassafras on Facebook, and I'm gay, and they didn't invite me, so that's like, so don't feel too bad.
Wow, you know, this is what happens when you don't go to the meetings, Rick.
Yeah, I know. I've totally fallen out of circulation, so it sucks, dude. So then, did you end up doing it, or was it like the two ugly people stand in front
of
you?
No, we hung out. I hung out for a couple of hours. I watched the wonderfully talented Adam Whitney perform selections from his 50 Shades of B.
He wandered around the pool. We kept trying to get him to jump in with us, and he kept saying, no, girlfriend, although he had a suit on underneath. But all that makeup would have gone right in the water.
No, he did. He did also take the wig off at one point and had a very wonderful little speech about equality and growing up in Carson City and being queer. And it was a cool moment. I posted it on Facebook on the podcast page and my personal page. Please check it out because it was a really good moment.
Fuck.
With Adam, who's really talented. If you've never seen 50 Shades of B, it's him as B. Arthur singing show tunes and reading selections of 50 Shades of Grey. It is fantastic stuff.
Sounds rather gay.
It is, but you will like you'll
I've
be
seen
crying
him. I've
seen
him
before
do it. It's
you
pretty
leave.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. It was a good event, but the reason I was asked for to be there was completely non-existent. Nobody was interested in doing that at all.
Well, you were there in case anyone wanted to get married.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we left it to
It's like the raffle prize nobody wants.
I was still
like the balloon animal guy.
I was still in a three-piece suit, and all the kids that Riku was playing with suddenly left to go to the pool. So.
So we came home at that point. We had to race out of there because I had to make Joe at the Wolf thing. There was too much shit going on Sunday, I have to say.
Yeah.
I had to go to church, and then I went to a second church, and then we got food with gays, and then we went to the gay thing in Carson City. Then we raced back
you
to see.
You had just the gayest vacation
really gay
you've
day.
Ever had.
I know, and I didn't get laid at all. Actually, I shouldn't say that. At the very beginning of the
vacation. Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah, so there
you
go.
Yeah, do we get a ding?
Good job.
I won't say what lucky man was involved.
But you get a ding. All right, good job.
It was John.
That's pretty nice. It wasn't great, but it was great enough to say that
the women moaning gets in the way of the gay thoughts.
You had a great vacation.
Yeah.
Gaycation.
And you still made it in for the show.
Yeah. Gayness.
All right. Hey, speaking of the show, let's have a fucking song.
But I saw Joe Superhero play the thing, and then I saw Actors Killed Lincoln after that.
Oh, that's fun.
And that was rad. So it was a fucking so full, I can't even. Yeah. Oh. Okay, now I'll shut up.
Yeah, we had a band that plays rad music.
Yeah, we've been talking way too long about your gay case.
Yeah.
Vacation.
And now, after all the gay, let's have some metal.
I think that's
gay metal.
Excuse me, Rick. Hardcore. Yeah.
Hardcore.
I think we're
gayer
than that.
Or post-hardcore?
Metal.
Are you gayer than that? What does it say on the sticker? What? Like,
turn the faggotry up to 12.
Turn the faggotry up to 12?
It's what it says on our sticker.
No.
Did somebody write something under your name? I believe your corporate branding is hashtag boys that cry and kiss each other.
Boys that cry and
someone
kiss each other.
Someone wrote it under one of our stickers.
Excellent.
And by someone,
see?
He means me.
We're happy to have you here because you're in the right place.
Yeah. We want that 50 Shades of B person to open for us.
I could help put this together. Yeah.
Because I think that would make a really confusing show for everyone.
I think Adam would be delighted by that.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah. Don't let him fool you on the everyone's going to feel confused. Just all the dicks feel so good. I'm just saying, everyone's dick feels good.
And John, what you're feeling isn't confusion.
No.
It's desire to be outside of your own body.
Mixed with belonging.
Maybe trapped, if you would, in inside your penis. Trapped within it. That's what you're feeling there.
We've all
thank
been
you.
Don't be confused anymore.
Thank you.
If boys' bodies thank make you feel funny, go with it. It's okay.
Feel all the funny you want.
Yeah. It's hilarious, in fact.
Start with clowns. Because that's not scarring.
Clowns are the funniest.
John feels me up at practice all the time.
We have video.
For the
all
record, I feel everyone up at practice.
Me
everyone.
More.
How many?
Not everyone.
Have you all kissed each other on the lips, or is it just select pairs?
We can do that.
It's just
I
John.
Think
I think,
just,
think only
think
John,
John
and I.
John and Jason have made out.
For the record.
Yeah.
Everyone here is down, and we'll make that happen. We'll touch tongues.
For a dollar?
For free.
For free. They will spread their love and saliva for free.
We were at the venue where someone wrote boys who cry and kiss each other under the sticker. And while in between songs, Jim mentioned it. And without planning it, John came over and started making out with me to add to the effect.
Full disclosure, John and I planned that.
Oh,
we
all right.
Did plan it.
That was months ago. You guys didn't tell me.
It'd be John and Jason there.
We weren't.
John.
That made my dick harder.
But for the record.
Because we planned it.
You all wear
some pretty tight pants there.
Yeah, that was nice.
Pretty tight pants. You can see the cucumbers you're smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a skinny dude. Yeah.
These didn't
well,
used
some
to be
of
tight.
Some of you carrots and dates.
I'm a good sized dude. It's cool.
I'm not naming names. Just
my name is John.
I may be.
let's leap into a song unless you guys want to just sit here and talk some more. But let's have some music, and then we'll talk about ye.
Let's hear some of your gay ass music.
Let's bum everybody out, and then we'll talk some more.
Did we decide?
We're
the
headliner at Pride,
and then we'll bum everybody out again.
Did we decide what song first here?
I don't know. Hey Brian, what song are we playing first?
I have no idea.
Pick
hey
one.
Brian's the drummer. He's not in the room, so he's just playing along.
Brain?
Yeah, I'm downstairs.
I also need Rick to turn me on.
Oh, I'm going to turn you on.
Yes.
Heyo.
With his dick. Josh doesn't say much, but when he does, it's always gold.
I try.
You succeed.
How about Pray?
Let's play. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Play Heavenly Pray. Father.
Pray for Jesus coming.
I told you it's the other kind of pray. Should we
pray on this? Right?
Should we say what the song is, or are we just going to bum a bunch of people out and then let them figure it out?
Oh, yes, bum them out first, and then we'll tell them.
Nice. We're good at bumming people out.
Hold on. Are we all good?
Not yet.
I got to make the microphone a little taller.
I would say without any further ado, but frankly, these guys, as they get ready, have a lot of ado.
Oh, it goes on forever. It's like days of ado.
We can fix it in post.
I was just trying to adjust the mic so he's not getting full ass.
Is he playing with himself?
That is considerate. That is considerate.
Wait, where do we go for the full ass? I'm still confused.
Right in this corner. Yeah.
If you turn around and bend over, we'll bring the ass right to you.
Amen.
Oh, damn.
Oh wait, okay. That's the other way around.
This song is called Pray for Acid Rain.
Acid Rain.
Fuck yeah.
Was that great? That seemed great. Was it terrible?
It seemed awesome. They're all laughing, so it must be wonderful.
It was great until John, at the end. John, way to go, John.
It's on the bass player. Who's John?
There's been this running joke.
Hold on. What does that mean?
So there's been this running joke ever since we wrote that song where John plays this extra note at the end, and it really... Oh, well, whatever. Who cares?
Also, he's just being a dick.
It's a bass player story. The details don't matter.
and it's the drummer giving him shit, so the story doesn't matter. So.
However, the drummer...
Lack of credibility all the way around.
The drummer also started way too slow. The intro was a little fucked.
The drummer's been drinking beer for a while.
Welcome to the podcast. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys did not, you guys put out your demo CD shortly after playing shows or with your first show?
Shortly after.
Yeah, we were a couple shows in.
Two or three.
Now, just a lot of bands, you know, typically they'll play 6 months before they put out anything, a demo or anything, but you guys, like, came out of the gate ready to go. Why is that?
The original plan actually was to have a record done before we played any shows, and then I fucked it up by booking a bunch of shows.
Hmm. Then you had to rush the record just to make sure you had something.
No.
I'm going to ask the four people that hear this to remember that Jim said that he fucked it up by booking all those shows, just for the record.
I own that. That's fine. the original plan was to have something recorded and then play a bunch of shows, but that didn't happen. So we recorded the first four songs. And I think, actually, the first show we played, I think we only had four songs.
We had 13 minutes of music.
We had four songs, and we wrote an instrumental intro that was like 30 seconds.
Right.
Nice.
Which is...
That counts as a track.
Intro. Yeah, it does.
Well, now it's part of another song. Yeah. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, totally counts.
Excellent. So how long have you been playing now? So that was just earlier this year, correct?
No, that was
Late last year.
We started actually playing together in like June or July last year.
Yep.
Okay.
And we finished recording that thing in
Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. Thanksgiving weekend. Yep. We recorded it in 3 days. Two and a half, really.
Nice. And I've gotten a chance to listen to it. If you want to hear what my real opinion of the CD is, you can go check that out at Reno Tahoe Tonight, the August edition of 2015. I believe it's on page 7.
He's not going to say it while we're all here in the room.
No spoilers.
No, I liked it. I liked it. It was good. It's good Reno hardcore into the future. I liked having access to your lyrics, the lyric sheets that you had online there. It's a good resource for a lot of bands because sometimes in certain styles of music, this one in particular, it's hard to understand what you're yelling about because you're so fucking angry or whatever.
And half the time, just because I'm old, I'm not actually screaming what's written down. So it's nice to have it there as a reference so people, that's what he was supposed to say.
I don't know. So somebody's reading along.
I don't know what the fuck he just did, but...
It's like those internet videos of you're just kind of making up gibberish to go along with what it's saying. Like the alternate lyrics to what Joe Cocker's really saying at Woodstock. Yeah.
This is actually the first band I've ever sang for where I had lyrics written before we went into the studio.
Okay.
Like every other band, it's just been gibberish until there was recorded tracks. Like probably...
Something for you to practice and write lyrics
to. Like I've played shows with no lyrics written.
Sure.
Like whole sets.
Yeah.
No one noticed.
I've done sets of poetry like that too.
That shit's for commies.
You just tell them it's Dada. And it's arty.
It's a great future we live in where we can come up with a song, record it, email it to Jim, and you can have lyrics ready the next
week. That's the thing,
like mail order music.
we practice two times a week, but I only come once. I was hoping somebody would pick that up.
It takes them a whole 48-hour period to make it happen for you.
So they'll email me songs, and I'll write lyrics to it just on my phone with GarageBand and email it back, and they don't listen to it, and then I do it at the next practice.
I don't.
Hey, that's really cool. When'd you write that?
Just like, whatever. It's fine. No one cares what you do.
I do.
Suck up.
I care. Suck what?
Up when you're on your back. Up.
It all makes sense now.
Suck a dick off a cliff.
Hey, honey. Do your homework.
How old is she?
She's too young to be saying that.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. She is currently a minor. Out in the hills. Like, I make her work for her keep around the house.
Craggly hands.
She brings in about $3 a day. It's a good wage for somebody her age. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Hey.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna let that go. All
right. Just this once.
So, yeah, about the baby.
Well, because I don't like it when you guys can hear me hit her. I'll do that in the other room later.
For the record, Josh does. That's Josh.
For the
awesome.
Record, I think she
Josh
could take awesome. You.
No. She's got a glass jaw.
This conversation.
She drops like a bag of bricks, man.
He's a little bit high.
Nah. You don't know about that yet. I completely lost my train of thought.
Oh, yeah.
You had a train of thought?
We're talking about the band. You guys have been playing a lot of shows. I heard you mention you got a show coming up here at Jub Jub's.
Yeah.
Give us some details.
24th, right?
September 24th?
Yeah.
You booked it. Look it up real quick.
It's coming right up.
It's September 24th. It's at Jub Jub's. Weight of the Tide, another great
Reno
band.
Yeah.
Dude, they're
and
so
then
good.
An amazing band from Chico called Cold Blue Mountain, who we've played a couple shows with.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun show because, like, all our stuff's fast and moshy and circle pity, and then the whole rest of the show just sounds like what I imagine being on heroin is like.
It's doom metal.
That's not really what it's like.
I have no frame of reference, so I'm just guessing that it sounds a lot like that.
We're sure on the 24th, right? Because I was going to look it up.
We'll roll with that.
We are not sure.
I'm sure at sometime in the next few weeks you can probably search Jub Jub's for an event page.
Good
if call. It's not Jimmy already
Chubb.
There.
If I was you, I'd just go to Jub's every night until you see them.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Jub
Jub's
says FYD.
Endorsement there.
And you have a website?
No.
Or a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page and we have a Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Now I'm looking.
Bandcamp, you can go listen to their music.
Yes.
Yeah. For free. Or you could listen to it here.
Yeah, it's the 24th.
And you can contact them to find out how much you could purchase a CD for.
Or,
have in your own
or
hands.
A cassette if you're old like
Ooh,
me.
You got
and
cassette?
You still have, we have cassettes.
You really
Chewy's ears just worked so
Chewy is a big cassette.
Are we doing a show?
We made 50 cassettes that I hand numbered because no
All
one
right.
helped me.
I'll take one.
All right.
You got one on you?
I didn't bring any.
No, Chewy's actually brought tapes to this show of bands that haven't been around in Reno for 20, 30
Almost
years.
Almost brought a tape tonight to listen to in the garage before the show.
The tape player in the garage is broken, but I have a tape player that works in the room now.
It ate Nick's butthole service tape that one time, and now I'm scared to bring any tape.
No, and it stopped moving at all.
What tape were you going to bring?
Won't even move enough to eat it now, Chewy, which sucks.
What tape were you going to bring?
I was going to bring an Orange Peel tape. It was a band from Reno back in 1993, 94. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Orange the drummer Bell. Recently passed away. He was a good friend of mine, and I've been listening to the tape quite a bit. So.
Yeah, I remember that band. Yeah. They kind of morphed into Fat Couch a little
bit. Well, Pete Tiffany played in both bands,
Yeah.
They were a shitty batch of pukes.
don't be afraid, Chewy. Tell us what you really think about
Fat Couch was
friends.
A shitty batch of pukes. Orange Peel was just a batch of pukes.
A new song title for us. Shitty batch of pukes.
Yeah. Orfield, Jason Hoskins, Justin Sharp, Johnny Wojtek, and Pete Tiffany.
I would say Orange Peel might have been just a bag of pukes, but it was a source that was the shitty bag, and together they became Fat Couch, which was the shitty bag of pukes.
They're playing again, aren't they? You should have them
play
on
once
the show.
In a while. We should.
They do.
They live in Indiana, New Hampshire, Nevada.
They get together like once every 3 years or so. When,
play once in a while.
You know.
Wi-Fi. You could
I think they're getting together and playing a show sometime this winter, aren't they?
That's the word in the vine. Yeah.
All right.
So we'll have to check it out. We will. Nick would know more about that, but he's a loser and not here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because he had a rough weekend or some shit, right?
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Yeah, just put it in anywhere. Thanks, Nick.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
I don't want to know what you're doing right now, Nick.
I just suck his
dick.
In
the privacy of your own home, that's your business with Mikey.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
That's better.
No, it's not gay, because...
I just suck his dick so I can taste fucking her pussy off of it.
Yeah, so that's what he really... That's what makes it totally not gay.
No, it's totally gay, though.
That's Nick's argument.
Yeah. For the record, actually, so last night my girlfriend was telling me that you can supposedly smell a man's cum, you know, like an hour after having sex.
Sure.
And it's true.
All right.
Oh, I should have made up the last part of that.
She's going to be so mad at you.
I mean, you've been producing semen most of your life. Did you notice it has an odor? You know.
Yes.
It's not gay if you smell your own.
I just think you didn't know that it lingered for an hour.
That was
the new information.
At my day job, I once had to clean a teenager's room.
Are you hearing it?
Yeah, in the left ear.
I think John just gets used to it because it's all caked over his body.
Dude, whatever. It's caked over my lower abdomen.
Hey, Rick, we have a technical problem.
Oh, no.
There's a hiss that a number of us can hear in one of the ears.
Oh, like one ear is out?
The left ear.
It's just kind of crackly. Yeah.
Well, me, it's the right ear.
That's
but
not
it's
out.
But,
oh, there we go. Nope.
Wait.
Was that better?
Hey.
Damn. You're magical. Better.
I wiggled something in here. I just guessed. I'm all, maybe it's this.
You wiggled it.
Was it your pants?
I hit it with my penis. and it popped right back on.
My belt buckle was sitting on top of the connection. Yeah.
Whatever you did, keep doing it because it's working.
My dick fixes everything. So if you have anything broken, let me know.
Like your Jason butt. Joe, that's J-O. Jason Joe.
Got constipation? Rick will clean that right up.
Yeah.
Got diarrhea? I'll stop it back up, too.
Cross your legs, honey.
Oh, sweetie.
She's so adorable.
And so worldly. I know. It's a problem.
Dirty cocksucker.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Woman
don't
of the new millennium.
Don't talk to your Uncle Rick like
the
that.
World is
we're
going
to bring her in this Christmas. Is her voice going
to
be different?
Don't talk to your Uncle Rick like that. He's not a cocksucker. He's a fucking faggot.
Faggot?
Right.
No, we need to get her to say it's because Rick is a fucking faggot.
Oh my God! If I could,
that's
if I
your
could
next
work,
goal.
If
at
I
Christmas.
Could work together, because Uncle Rick is
trucking.
A motherfucking faggot.
Trucking.
Well, it's really
yeah,
hard. It's got to be because Rick is a mother forgetful
no. mother trucker.
And then
she's getting to be old enough to
fucking,
just go ahead and say it now.
She tried that last year and she wouldn't do it.
I gave her. I left the room and said, "You can say anything Uncle Rick tells you, even cuss words. You're not going to get in trouble for it."
And then we just
want to record you
and
saying.
Then when she
that.
Sat down. The first thing she said was, "Uncle Rick, I don't want to say bad words yet." And I'm all, you're so cute. And I said, "Well, what bad words do you know?" And do you know what she said?
Yeah.
I know, idiot.
Yeah.
That
to her,
was
bad,
the bad
words
word.
Are like, idiot, yeah. dumb, jerk, stupid. It's yeah. being, in, those are bad words.
Oh, that's makes me a little sad. The kids say, "You stupid bitch." And then the other kid will come and say, "He said stupid."
Right.
I don't even know that bitch is even a word.
You know,
she overheard me call her a bitch to my girlfriend in the kitchen a couple months ago. And boy, does she bring that up every few weeks. Like that time you hurt my feelings, Dad, when you called me a B word.
Can I go,
therapy session, yeah. Basically. But it was the one time I heard my dad call me a bitch in the kitchen when I was nine.
Actually, no, that happened in therapy while I was sitting there. So we've discussed this with the therapist.
That's probably good. The recurring
it's good. It's good.
You guys do therapy in your kitchen. I'm confused.
Yeah.
My daddy is the best.
Well, I mean, she's barefoot and doing dishes and cooking. I can't, like, let her go anywhere.
You can't afford a real therapist. We just bring.
I mean, what kind of household do you think I run?
You know, we had
good
a conversation.
Sir.
We had a conversation a few hours ago before we were leaving to come here, and I was bringing it up actually. Like, I wonder, you know, should we be as vulgar as we usually are? Uh-huh. And I'm glad we're like right at home here.
Yeah. Well, again, welcome to the show.
Rad.
Things have gotten pretty ugly here on the show.
We're
over
pretty.
The years. But yeah,
all right.
At our practices too.
Since we've kind of stopped the show again, I'm going to force you all to play.
Get more music. Right,
we're
going to
restart the show by playing another song.
We have 10 songs.
Reset.
We have seven.
So
we could
start your ado and start moving your microphones. I would like to take this opportunity to point out to our lovely fans and listeners out there that we do currently still have a sponsor. Rick, do you want to play the tape for us?
I hit the button, it didn't go.
What is Reno Carson Messenger? Criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? the process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno-Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno-Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is 322-2424.
Reno Carson Messenger Service!
Thank you, Jamie. Lovely little piece there.
No, that's how we remember she still works here.
So if you need any of those corporate and services, and give them a call.
Yeah.
I feel like you met your sponsor in a professional aspect, perhaps?
No, it's a Nick's client. He works for them. So that's an in-house job.
A less interesting version of the story.
We're in bed with them, so to speak.
Nick tells it it's really interesting.
Yeah, because Nick tells great stories.
He does. He's just high.
He's like Uncle Remus.
It takes him 30 minutes to say we got through the fucking door.
Oh, Briar Rabbit.
Brian, are you good with Ready to Fall?
Yeah, I suppose.
Are you going to knock him down?
I love the confidence that you all exude.
We're not used to playing with the drummer in the other room.
Nobody is, but deal with it.
Yeah.
Also, Brian.
Everybody else does it okay, so if you guys fuck it up, you're going to look like pussies.
We didn't practice last week either.
It's just you.
Fair enough.
All right, let's give it a shot. Are you ready?
I think you fucked that one up some.
Not the worst take ever.
I fucked it up always.
The studio audience seems to really be digging awesome. You guys. Yeah.
That's about as much as applause that we usually get. that feels right.
Should you do another one? You get all relaxed?
No, seriously, can we do another one before we get all relaxed?
Yeah.
I'm down if you guys are.
What do we want to play now?
Right after Jim got relaxed. That's
yes.
Fine.
Stand?
No one cares about that.
He's the singer. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, what has he got to do? Fucking stand up.
Hey, so...
It's like going to mass.
Jim must stand like a tall warrior.
Not all gold, Josh. Not.
I have to try. Maybe. Not your best material. I just shoot shit out there, and then whatever sticks is.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Think some things through. Maybe pick the good stuff. So, Roar, you've been in Reno for a long time.
Yeah, 96, about 20 years here.
Yeah. So this song is about a thing that happened in Reno, early to mid 90s.
Okay, so it might have been something of a legend that I might have.
Yeah.
Cop got hacked up by a Tongan.
There was a guy walking around the UNR campus sexually assaulting women.
Yes, yeah. And there was a second occurrence of that in the early 2000s as well.
One evening he came up behind a young woman who beat the piss out of him and put him in the hospital.
Yeah.
And so every band I've ever sang for, I've written a song about her because...
She deserves that heroism.
I think it's great that she could do that. I think it sucks that she has to do that.
Right.
And so that's what this song's about. And I just want to put that out there to your listening audience.
Sweet.
And a lot of our listeners are longtime Reno residents, so it'll probably track with them out there in the internet land.
Yeah.
All right.
So the last one we just played was called Ready to Fall. This one's called Stand Tall Warrior.
And we're not going to play it too fast.
Is this a song John didn't want to play?
No promises.
John doesn't want
to play. Yeah, awesome. John
almost never wants to play.
John doesn't like this song because it has gallops.
John hates being in the band.
If he could. I only hate being in this band. The other one's fun. For the record, the other one's
yes,
fun.
Yes, Brian,
liar.
We won't play it too fast. We're
notorious. Would you like to?
Bandofhorses.com. Check us out.
No. I'm sorry. Well, I couldn't hear you there. Could you say that band name again?
All right, Brian.
Stand Tall Warrior at an appropriate speed. Go.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no! Yeah.
By the way, we fuck around a lot.
Idiots.
Oh, you guys are fucking around. Dude, I love the tone of the screaming.
Thank you.
Sometimes the screamers sound like shit, and I have to make them sound better.
No, that is something that really, I think, distinguishes the scattering from a lot of the quote-unquote Cookie Monster bands. Like, there is a tonal melodic quality to what you're doing.
It's not all growling.
Yeah. It sounds weird, but I mean, I grew up in my very early teen years listening to
a lot. And I love that you have this nice high-pitched tenor of a voice when you speak.
That's because John touches my nuts.
I thought it was
John is touching his nuts.
In my early teen years, I grew. Whoa, there it is.
Hey, that was an actual grope there that made Jim
I got
visibly
confused.
Uncomfortable.
Jim also got confused for the
it's,
record.
It, mostly because of the sweat. I don't mind it so much when it's dry.
I wish you were.
Brad.
I wish you were all not shirt cocking right now.
It's funny because it's true.
And growing up in early teen years, I listened to a lot of, like, industrial music. I listened to Ministry and Nine Inch Nails, and that's kind of where I learned how to scream. And I didn't really get into, like, heavy metal, like, until much later
in
life.
Until you had actually learned a tonal scale?
Yeah. So, like, I didn't know that I was technically doing it wrong until way later. And
when
then I just just kept doing it.
It's like guys who are bad at cunnilingus.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but usually if everybody tells you, like, music, art, writing, whatever, they tell you you're doing it wrong, keep doing it. You're onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't sound like anybody else.
Eventually, those bell bottoms that you've kept in your closet will be fashionable again. Eventually, my poetry will have social relevance.
Yeah.
Shut up, Chewy.
He definitely
said
didn't
yeah.
Mean that.
I agreed.
So by the way,
that was not your lips said yeah, but the way you shook your head and were trying not to laugh said no.
Fuck that cat.
All right, Rig, it's time. Play my
As you
music,
wish,
please.
Mr. Dowd.
Whoa, step on my line, why don't you? Hey,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. Where I'm gonna ask these fine young gentlemen some rather disturbing questions about themselves, their psyche, and their histories.
He pauses at
you. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, why not?
I have a suspicion I'm going to be really bummed out by the end of this.
Jim, to the round, please to be rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 15, or 100. How many books do you own?
You know those 8-foot-tall bookshelves with like 3-4 tiers?
Yes.
6 of those.
Excellent. So give me a number.
700, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, less than 1,000, more than 800.
Okay. Okay.
And I've read probably 80% of them.
And what was the last book that you read?
It's called The Grizzly Years.
And Grizzly Adams?
No, it's about a...
Who had a beard.
Yeah. Beards are not shaving.
About a grizzly bear?
John.
About a guy who did a lot of ecological work trying to save grizzly bears.
Okay. Cheers. Like what our good friend Britt Straw does with wolves in the local area.
That
John.
Shit's for commies.
No, it's not. It's for wolves. Now, don't say that again. John, same question to you. 5, 10, 50, 100. How many books do you own? Three?
17,000,000,000
books. And what was the last book that you read?
I don't own any books. I made it up. It's not true.
Lies.
The last book that I read, in all seriousness, the last book that I read was a book called Born in Blood and Fire. It was a concise history of Latin America.
Hey.
Nerdy historical shit.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good. That actually gets you an extra 5.5 points.
Yeah, fuck you, Jim.
Doesn't beat Jim's 1,000 books. Let's see, Josh. Same question to you, sir. How many books do you own?
Not as many as these two. Probably maybe 200. Not that much.
Okay, he said 17.
100.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with 17.
John has a great relationship with books where he reads them and passes them along.
Yeah, for a guy who reads so much, he doesn't own many books.
It's actually none of that is true. I have a lot. Go
ahead. So what do you say? A couple hundred?
Yeah.
And what was the last thing that you read?
I tried to read... what was The Lord of the Rings prequel.
Silmarillion.
Oh.
Silmarillion?
The Silmarillion, yeah. Yeah. I tried to read that, and then I died.
It is a little tough.
A little inside.
You're fucking sad, dude.
Jason, same question to you, my friend. How many books do you own?
How many do I own? Maybe between 20 and 40, but I'm like the exception to this band. I'm the one who doesn't really read. But the last book I read was...
We'll go with the high end.
That zombie.
40.
They're all in book in a, you know...
Choose your own adventures.
Under my bed.
Do your books have pictures in them?
Yeah, graphic novels, unfortunately, do not count.
My old graphic design books and stuff. But the last book I read without finishing, actually, was that zombie survival guide.
You should.
Literally last
book. You should finish it, man. The good stuff's at the end. You need to know.
It's not really a read through.
Brian downstairs.
Yes, sir.
Hidden from my face as it should be. How many books do you own?
Drummers can't read.
I gotta point out, I have a sticker on my bass drum that says, read a fucking book.
Yes, he does.
So.
Okay, you lose a point for trying to get a point.
I've got probably about 600.
Okay, that brings your score back up to normal. Okay.
I read prolifically. It's kind of
what was the last one?
The last one I read was 1,000 Splendid Suns,
which is about a bunch of hot guys.
No, it's
Star
about
Trek fan fiction.
It's about the way women are treated in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Nice. That sounds like
I actually imagine it's not nice, but a nice read.
Romantic
it's a great
comedy.
Story.
It's a rom com.
Very uplifting.
Let's see. Next question, Brian. We'll go with you. What was the name of the first album you ever bought?
It was Hysteria by Def Leppard.
Nice! Hey, one of my first five. Good answer.
Fucking street
you
cred.
Get extra points there.
Yeah.
Jason.
First album. Well, I have to give two answers because it was...
Boys to Men?
I bought two things at the same time. It was cassette tapes when I was in like sixth grade. One was Nirvana, Nevermind, and the other was The Offspring, Smash.
Fairly solid answers there.
I was a little late to the game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. No, The Offspring. No, that was good. That's good. Josh?
I'm too embarrassed.
Just say it.
It's okay.
Come on.
It was Godsmack.
No.
You might be out of the band.
I know.
Negative.
Wow. Wildly uncalled for.
Faggot alert. Faggot alert.
Something for which it was totally called. So my first two albums that I ever owned were totally crossed out by motherfucking Chris Cross.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And as well.
Yeah, because they're such hard-hitting.
Hey, one of them's dead, dude. Respect.
Hey, right?
Hey, they'll make you jump.
Whatever.
He still wears his clothes inside
out. I missed
out.
The bus. Yeah, it's something I will never do again.
Yes, yeah, so they call that mental illness.
And a Weird Al Yankovic that was the ripoff of Nevermind.
Okay,
that's pretty fucking
that
rad.
Actually puts Chris Cross into a total perspective.
We have a lot of respect for Weird Al.
Midwest?
I'm a huge fan.
Reno.
Oh, Reno Kid. Okay, all right. Jim, first album you ever bought, old man?
I have to do the twofer also because I purchased two albums at the same time, both based solely on cover art. Because I was like 10.
I say my first five because my first purchase was BMG for a penny. But anyway.
I actually walked into Mirabilli's Music City where I later worked for 10 years.
Right.
And I bought Rush 2112 and Kiss Alive.
Oh, damn. Big.
And Mirabilli's.
You worked at Mirabilli's for 10 years?
I did work at Mirabilli's for 10 years.
I love that place.
I loved that place.
I want to say that's the first time I ever saw you. I was at Mirabilli's. I went, oh, that's Jim. He's in twice.
It was way
they
before
had the best
that.
Yeah.
But I didn't get into town and start doing that stuff until later.
But I have this bizarre fantasy in my mind where you've just lived here your whole life.
I kind of blended in like that with the whole scene and just kind of wormed my way in.
He's an outsider.
Really, he's not one of us.
I am.
He's been here for 19 years.
You don't say Nevada. Do you?
No.
Okay.
I learned that in my first three days.
That out of him.
He got like punched in the face.
Eli Ruff smacked that out of my head. Eli Ruff of Ever Squelch fame from back in the day.
He lives in Oakland, California. Vae
Victus.
Now.
Yep.
Vae Victus, yeah.
Let's see. Jim, what were the age and circumstances of losing your virginity? Can you remember that far back?
I kind of can't.
It must have been terrible.
Well, no, it was just a really long time ago. I'm old.
It wasn't a special night. They just took him in the gymnasium.
Take accepted.
I guess we could move on.
Maybe we should come back to him.
Are you really going to take the zero?
I just can't remember.
I can't imagine.
You can't remember the first time you put your thing in somebody else?
I can't remember. I was like song about nine, this. So I can't remember.
No, Ryan's actually, it happened really late in life, which is sad. I think I was 17 or 18.
Okay.
All right.
Right on.
That's about all I got. I don't remember. Sorry.
You don't remember what the guy's name was or anything?
You beat me to the punch.
Was it
in a living room? Indoors or outdoors? Anything?
I feel like it was probably an apartment because I dated a lot of girls who lived in apartments.
We're going to have to go with a very lowly 10. John, redeem your band here. Age and circumstances here.
All right, so first off,
I got half of it.
This shit's real. It was in fact,
no names, just age and circumstance.
So Rebecca Bosler. This was in fact.
No. Wow.
You're a terrible human being.
I don't
Do any of you know her? I'm hoping.
Right. No one here.
That's
knows
my cousin.
Her.
I barely know John.
She's a sweet person.
After tonight, you.
I barely know you.
He just answered the Craigslist ad last week.
That pretty much checks all the boxes.
How old were you?
I was 17.
17
I was,
as well.
But first blowjob, 15.
Oh,
and first blowjob I got was 16. Also beat you to the punch.
Good. Good. Josh.
17 also.
Okay, pretty uniform.
Kind of weird.
Seeing
yeah.
a pattern here with you guys.
Yeah, just it was just like my second girlfriend or whatever. It wasn't.
Or whatever.
Yeah, the first one. Really,
somebody
yeah.
out of town.
I'm
in
sure
a
she
bar.
Just did.
No.
Snuck off like in the middle of lunch period.
No.
Where did it happen?
It was, I don't know.
On
the
his dick.
The den.
In the den?
In the butt, Bob. Jason.
All right.
Please say 17.
I was 17.
Also.
I was damn near 18, and I was determined to...
Lose it before you were an adult.
Be a man before you were a man.
Be a man before I was legally a man. Whatever. It was
still not a man.
It was,
I was still qualifying for my driver's license at that point.
It was parked out in the middle of nowhere in my 91 Honda Civic.
Yeah. Now these are the details we like.
Missionary position in the passenger seat. And these guys know how filthy my cars over the years always are. Water bottles, soda cans.
You're a boy in a band. Of course you have a
and
filthy car.
And I cut my knee on a soda can from kneeling on the floor. Didn't get to finish.
Man. You gotta fight through.
Does
that
even count?
It's like the only dude ever.
No, it don't count. I would say that counts. I mean, he put the football in the end zone. That's the important part.
He just fumbled.
As terrible as that was, it was better than all the rest of
it
you.
It wasn't.
how sad is it that I have a vivid memory of my books and records, but
not of losing it? It's
very I should clarify. I didn't get to finish. Not because I cut my knee, but because we ran out of time. I had to take her home.
All right.
I guess I should have clarified that.
Yeah. If you did it just because you cut your knee.
Do you ever emotionally, Jim, identify with Morrissey on a profound level? We'll move along here. Brian, same question to you. Age and circumstances of your virginity.
The first of several of the greatest 40 seconds of my life.
It was last week?
No. I was 18 years old.
Hey!
I don't feel so bad now. I thought
Rebel
I was
of
a
the
late
group.
Bloomer.
Rebel.
It was in the bedroom of a girl that I went to high school with, but it wasn't her. It wasn't with her. It was with the girl that I had been dating, and we'd been dating for about a year and a half, and no condom, no preparation. It just sort of happened. And
yeah!
So,
go for the gold!
The pullout erupted into a sock, which I left the sock
amateur
there
move.
When I went home in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, it's in case, so you don't have to leave a sock there next time. Try wiping it in her hair.
Wiping it on a curtain, that's not always worked for me.
Nobody ever checks the curtain.
I've always felt guilty about the sock.
Or the back of the towel. Yeah, yes, or John. Else you're supposed to John, wipe your John, you may leave the room, but any questions you're not in the room for, you will receive a zero.
Is, I John, would appreciate, is John bringing me a beer?
Yeah, John. No, the answer is yes.
Well,
but no.
John, bring me one too.
You're not faring well, so it's okay. I don't expect you to come back.
I want Josh to answer all my questions from now on. Josh, you're my fill-in.
No.
Josh,
you the
not Josh, not Sam. I know him.
Chewy.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Chewy, you were standing in for John.
Okay, I was going to say, are you sure?
Josh Ossam will be a
well,
dick,
he's
but like
actually,
accurate. This guy right. doesn't know me, yeah, so right. he'll be a dick, but I'll accurate. It. It's good.
you've got a chance now, actually, I think.
do we get to see the score before the end? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm tabulating the scores. That will be.
But, I mean, do we get to know where we're at?
No, it's all
no,
surprise.
No, you just got to kind of
But I think we
it.
All kind of know, don't
yeah,
we?
I think we do.
Josh John.
Yeah.
your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Probably my lover, because she's delicious.
Okay. Easy. Jim, lover, brother, or mother?
Oh, definitely my brother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Josh.
There's some letters in there. One of them's a J.
Probably my brother.
Your brother as well.
Yeah.
Jason.
I think I just off myself. I think I would plate myself up.
Also a popular answer. And Brian.
I'd go with Mom. She's already done so much. She'd probably volunteer for it.
Go that last extra day. Yeah, that's a good mama. What would you like as your last meal on Earth, Brian?
Oh, man.
You could either be dying or going to Mars.
Chicken super nachos from Super Burrito.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
That's an excellent
I
answer,
I want that
Brian.
Right now.
I had that for
Jason.
Lunch today.
Fuck, damn. That's a tough question.
Last meal.
Bread.
Sissy.
Simple.
Just want carbs.
No water, just the
carbs.
Bread.
Carbs, please.
Josh.
High gluten.
High gluten. Probably my dad's
your dad.
Lamb curry.
going back to the
already,
last question.
Yeah.
Right.
Slurping.
Honey.
Wow.
Your dad's what?
Phrasing?
Lamb curry. It's food.
Lamb curry. No, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking rad. Okay.
Now, is your dad from a place that makes that traditionally?
We're all from Fiji.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. Very cool. So you grew up here or there, or both?
I was there for 8 years, and then I came here.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Reno? Or okay. So yeah. Since you're 8, you're a Reno kid. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Basically.
Fuck you. You're not special.
Yeah. You know what? I came here at about 8 years old, too. So.
You're not special either.
From Massachusetts.
Jim, same question to ye. Last meal.
Vegan pepperoni pizza.
Mm. You wouldn't go out with just like meat?
No.
No. Is it an ethical decision for you over a health one?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's a fair, legit question.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's absolutely an ethical decision.
Okay. And Josh John, last meal on Earth.
Am I supposed to answer as what I assume he would answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Walrus pussy.
Pretty close.
John's choice would be Jim.
That's a good answer, actually.
That's got to be good.
All right, Josh John, who in all of history would you start a fist fight with?
Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey.
Am I answering as him?
Again, yes. Don't ask the question every fucking time.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Geraldo.
Geraldo.
Wait, did you say in the entertainment industry?
No, in all of history.
Oh, in all of history. Okay.
He's just picking entertainment figures.
I gotcha.
Jim, in all of history, who do you start a fist fight with?
Young William Shatner, because I think it'd be a good fight.
Yeah.
Take your shirts off. Yeah.
Josh? With him being Josh John, it's really confusing here.
You could just call him John.
But then it would be more confusing. Because he's Josh.
Oh man, all of history. I don't know.
Chewy John.
I'd probably go after my younger self.
Your younger self.
Yeah,
it's kind of masturbatory.
That's
just, I like.
Actually,
yeah, I'm totally
at
into
41,
it.
I would love to smack the crap out of a 25-year-old me. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
And I could totally do it because he did not lift weights.
25-year-old me would beat my ass.
Until he met Rick Spagnola, he didn't lift weights. Yeah, I could smack that kid
would
around.
Destroy
yeah.
me.
I don't lift weights.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Yeah. Get it,
Jason. Who in all of history would you?
Spartacus. Go out fucking.
Spartacus a historical figure, actually?
Yeah, he's a historical figure.
He was a
figure.
Real person, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a real person. Led the Third Servile War.
I thought it was just Kirk Douglas. Okay.
Where's John? John majored in history.
John would know this.
Brian.
Well, yeah, he's totally real.
Let's assume he's real. I would just want to go out just getting destroyed by the British.
All of history.
I'd say probably about 80% of the popes.
At the same time?
Yeah, fuck them all.
Or one-on-one.
Fuck
like,
them all. No, it's who do you want to fight?
Mortal Kombat Tower kind of style.
We'll just keep bringing them into
Finish
the ring.
Now the warrior pope, Clement the Seventh.
He's the boss at the end.
John, how long does it take to get a beer?
It's time for rapid
pooping.
Fire questions.
Rapid
Were you pooping?
Fire.
Nick's not here, and Chewie's unprepared. So
I could probably swing.
I'll start. You guys chime
it's
in.
It's traditionally called
the
lightning round.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we call it rapid fire.
Rapid
questions.
Fire.
Who said that?
Oh, don't you tell a father how to make babies? Josh Osam.
What did I say?
7 minute ad.
What did I say?
All right, Jim. Starting with you. AIDS or cancer? Go.
Cancer.
John, AIDS or cancer?
Absolutely cancer. It's worse.
Josh, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Same question?
AIDS, I guess.
Brian.
Cancer all the way.
Okay. Blind or deaf, Brian?
Blind.
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 Blind. That's boring now. Why you got to put me fourth?
That's how I felt last round.
That's what?
Jim, you're up.
I know I'm up, but that's an.
Wow, negative 200
to Joshua.
Or John.
Joshua Osam.
All right, beat up or arrested?
He gave you a lot of good points there. You just lost them all.
Those are separate things.
Jim.
Yeah,
what
would
your
you rather be
about?
Beat up or arrested?
But I just those have never been separate things for me.
Well.
So you'll go with just beat up.
I'll just go with just beat up.
That does not denote getting arrested. Arrested may denote getting beat up. All right.
I would absolutely get beat up. That's fair.
Josh?
I'll say arrested for the free photograph.
Needed for your next passport home?
Yes.
All publicity is good publicity.
I'm going to have to go with beat up.
And Brian?
I've been both, so I'm indifferent. probably arrested at this point.
we're all getting old.
And would you rather be gay or ginger?
Oh, God.
Brian.
As long as I'm happy, it doesn't matter. Probably, I don't know. Yeah, probably gay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Go gay.
Faggots. Jason.
Gay. I'd rather be gay than a lot of things.
Gay. Josh.
I feel like if I was a ginger, I'd have even a more epic beard. So I'll go with that.
Ginger only for the beard.
Yeah.
Fucking homophobe.
That's one of the best ginger answers we've
John.
Ever had.
I'm be the only honest one here, and I'm going to say gay. I'm just saying.
Hey, I was being honest. You
know. No, yeah, I know.
And Jim.
I was born ginger,
I was gonna
so I'm
going to
go
with
gay. Yeah.
You'd rather be gay than ginger.
Oh, yeah.
What's the check out the other
oppression?
Side.
Is it, like, awful, Jim? Is it just...
I didn't know you were ginger.
Were you ever kicked on Kick a Ginger Day?
I don't know what Kick a Ginger Day is, but I know every time I step out into the sun, I get cancer.
How many people would kick Jim? When you
puke or diarrhea?
Oh, definitely diarrhea.
Yeah. You make it so boring. I'll go with puke. I'll go.
There's two answers.
What do you mean by boring? You're losing points every time you say that.
I meant puke after I lick up a bunch of diarrhea that I diarrhea out my butthole after I vomited it after I shit it out.
See, that would be great if the name of this segment was called Explain Yourself Questions. It's called Rapid Fire Questions.
Sorry,
so,
it's bad. Josh. It's that you're...
Yeah.
I'll say diarrhea.
Cans.
He took my joke. I was going to say, do I get to shake it with some like lemon and stuff, but...
Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Puke.
And Brian.
I've done both of these in bed, so I know which is worse to clean up. I'm going to go with puke.
Really?
Yeah, that's
worse to clean
he's
up.
He's told us the story.
Music questions. Brian, The Who or Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my God, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to go Zeppelin, I guess.
Zeppelin.
Fucking Cream. Shut
Shut up.
Third answers are usually acceptable, but that one is not. Oh. Jim.
Definitely Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Elvis or the Beatles?
Who are you asking?
Jim.
Can I not like either?
Yes.
Yes, but you have to pick one you like less.
Elvis, because he pissed off more people.
Okay.
I'm still going Cream.
That's not a musical answer. Wait,
which way is the question going?
Elvis or Beatles?
That we prefer?
Yes.
Pick one.
Yeah, which do you like? I'll say Beatles.
Yeah, for Jim, I had to skew it negatively because he's such a dark soul.
I got
Jason.
I just hate a lot of stuff. I'm good at it.
I got to go with the Beatles as well.
And downstairs, Brian.
Elvis Presley all the way.
Elvis nice. Presley, excellent. Good man. Star Wars or Star Trek, Brian?
Star Wars had more of an influence on my childhood, but I think Star Trek is more intelligent.
Agreed.
Good answer. Yes. Same answer there. So, but which one do you pick?
Star Wars.
Okay.
Trek.
Star Wars.
Just to respond to Brian, you know, Star Wars is like believing in magic, the Force. And then,
you're losing points.
But that's the childhood thing.
Points over there. Star Trek being a is kid, John. In ridiculous science stuff that doesn't exist to the point where it
all
might as
science
well be magic.
Exists.
So, oh my god, I don't even know what to Word. Say to that. I'm going with Cream.
John doesn't understand instructions.
And Jim, Star Wars or Star Trek for you?
Star Wars.
Okay, I think...
Wait, what about...
Oh, wait.
What about circumcised or not?
Oh, yes. Oh, Jim, circumcised or not? Are you?
Am I or do I prefer?
Are you?
I am.
John?
I'm still going with Cream. I'm
that would be not.
Josh. John. Yeah, Josh.
No.
No. Not circumcised. Excellent.
I am also not.
You have a carrot dick?
Excellent.
Holy shit.
And Brian downstairs.
Definitely cut.
I'm going to guess that those answers match up exactly with who was born in the United States.
Yes.
Because here in the United States, we practice genital mutilation on our males.
We mutilate every boy when
but
he's born.
Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how horrible other people are.
So our
not
guitar,
all uncomfortable
talk about both.
Brian.
Our guitar players have ample foreskins.
As I say, they're not all carrots.
I don't need a turtleneck. I can withstand the cold.
It's interesting to me.
All right. This has been an excellent quiz.
Oh, is that it? That was
despite his really good start there, Jim, unfortunately, only comes up as the second place runner-up. John obviously did not win. John came in dead last place with a total of 153.5 points. Jim, you rocked it out with 1,510. Josh, you put up a respectable score of 732. Jason, 643. But Brian, with an amazing comeback, steals the win with 1,708 points. Wonderfully done, gentlemen.
I call a recount.
Done. You can lick my balls
Hanging
and play
chads.
A song.
Hanging chads.
At the same time?
Yeah, no.
That might be tough.
Yeah, no, he cannot, for the record. We tried that.
No, we
but John
tried
can.
All
John
sorts of stuff
totally can.
Totally can.
If you
totally
can hold the mic between your legs.
Like your mom.
Just lock your knees.
Patty Benson is the lady.
What do we have left that we haven't played?
In the Blood.
Eyes in the Blood.
A bunch of songs.
What? In the Blood?
What do we have left that we didn't play tonight?
Rick, I need your magic.
Oh, yeah.
That's an even better question.
The second track.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you were a sponsor of the show, this would be a lovely opportunity to have your commercial in. Like former sponsors of our Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor or Reno Computer Fix, they're very happy clients. We also have our current sponsor, and we'd love to have you on board as well. So please check us out. Please get a hold of me at ReverendRory@Yahoo.com or through the website.
Reno Computer Fix is so awesome. Today I needed a part for my computer, and I stopped in, and the guy said, "Hey, look, do you have any cash?" And I said, "I've only got $8," and he wanted $20 or something, and he was all, "Well, here, just take it, man. We just had a couple of them in the back."
So that's their deal, huh? You just go in there and they...
Yeah, and I said, "I only got $8," and he's all, "Just take it." Reno it was so rad, and the kid had a Mohawk, and he was cute.
They did recently win the number one local computer fix-it shop in the Reno News and Review popularity contest.
Fucking A.
But they're awesome over there. Please go check them out on
God bless
them.
They saved my ass today, so God bless
them. Love those guys.
you so much.
Hey, I like that ending there. Wait, I like that bass solo at the end. That's super.
Way to make a song I hate playing even worse.
All right, well, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
John, how many beers in?
We are kind of rolling up here on the end of the show. I want to thank you all for joining us again. Once again, your next show is September 24th,
which is a Thursday at Jub Jub's.
Nice, with Weight of the Tide and the
Cold
band from
Blue Mountain.
Cold Blue Mountain.
You should just come for them.
Please come check out The Scattering on their Facebook page. Listen to their songs on Bandcamp. Buy their CD. It's really good stuff. Check out my review on them if you're interested in more. Also, please don't forget, join us every week at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor for the Blazing Mike Open Mic Night. This past week, Nick was the host. Coming up this next week, we have our first debut performance of our hosts, Lo La La, friends of the show and good people, Hannah and Cody. So please come on down. It's always good time at Jub Jub's. Drink specials, anything goes. Don't juggle cats. That's a sin in Mexico. what else do I need to say? Rick, do you have anything on the horizon that you wanted to mention?
Sit Kitty Sit is playing Saturday night at fucking Jub's.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm hosting a show on Saturday where Sit Kitty Sit, Seasons of Insanity.
Nice segue.
Sisters Doom, Reno, We Have a Problem, Abandoned Minds, John and Jonna, They Might Be Giants cover
Jesus
band,
Christ.
Featuring myself.
Are you
and
fucking serious?
Nick Ramirez are playing 6 to midnight. Please come check us out.
I just knew about Sit Kitty Sit. That's amazing.
This is the local 1701st Fleet. It's a Star Trek fan club. Oh. Their benefit for the USO, supporting the troops through sci-fi. We're bringing a little entertainment to you to raise some money to bring entertainment to the troops so they don't just have to watch cable while they're out in the world enforcing draconical laws on people. But please come to our show. It's really, I mean, it's a fantastic lineup. If you need me, should I repeat
those
it again?
Are some of the greatest. Yeah, say it again.
Well, all right, we'll start with Nick Ramirez at 6 o'clock, followed by John and Jonna. They Might Be Giants cover band with me. And then Abandoned Minds, Reno, We Have a Problem.
I love them.
Sisters Doom, Sit Kitty Sit, and our headliner, Seas of Insanity, with our very good friend Shane Whitecloud.
Jesus Christ.
Who's heavily involved with Veterans Affairs here in Reno.
After the whole show, I believe we're going to have a midnight barbecue here at my house before everybody else passes out. So yeah, if you rub against me, I will invite you to that.
And a certain small blonde one will be at her mother's house. Maybe I could come to a midnight barbecue.
Fuck.
Jim considers
because the kiddies are staying here, I believe.
What do I
excellent. So we're really excited about this show. Please, please, please come out. It's a great, great cause. It's this Saturday, 6 to midnight or so. Come donate money for sci-fi nerds.
Fucking rad.
And stuff.
All right.
You got anything, Chewy?
No.
You've been
really
quiet this week.
Well, thank you. You've been quiet too, Rory.
Yeah.
I wanted to recommend anybody who likes to play pinball. A friend of mine's got something going over in Sparks now in the back of the Shabby Chic Boutique on Holman Way over there by the Yellow Sub. He's got a little 10 pinball machines and 3 arcade machines.
No shit.
Yeah, and really great old school pinball machines that he's fixed up beautifully. And a lot of them you can
quarter
play for
play,
free.
50,
some of them are free. Some are a dime. Some are sold that they take dimes.
Nice.
Some are 25 cents. So
I do like
check
me
it out.
Some pinball.
Shabby Chic Boutique over there in Rick's old neighborhood in Sparks.
Nice. Rad. Yeah, Yellow Sub. Also, great place.
Yeah,
that place is bomb, dude.
Yep.
All right. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to say before I get out of here? Yeah, all right. Jim was looking at me. I didn't know.
Yeah, do you know what song you're going to play next? Because we're about to go to that.
I'm trying to think of stuff we should say.
I think
go to our Bandcamp page.
Yeah,
we just said that.
I wish we were prepared enough to actually know what our Bandcamp page was.
It's all right. Go to Bandcamp.
I think it's Scattering RNO, but that might be the Facebook page.
If you search the Scattering, it's the first thing.
It'll come up.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing called the Scattering, but they're like.
It's like an Irish folk band.
You can totally just put in the scattering.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. Yes, but
it
has
right
to do with flinging, and it's not monkeys.
Are we doing another song?
I don't know.
All right,
I thought they were supposed to be four.
The Worst Little Podcast, which includes Josh, Chewy, Martin, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Smokin' Joe, and all of the intern team, and myself. I am telling you, life is short. And good night. I love you.
All right.
Ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
For the record, the bass didn't cut out. John quit, I think. Put it down and walked out of the room. Good night. Good night, everybody.
These things happen.
I am not retarded!
Dogwater Studios.
And I wouldn't suck your lousy dick if I was suffocating and there was oxygen in your balls!
What?